You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay, the record reflect that the hearing is taking place outside the presence of the jury panel. Are you ready to go, Mr. Hammer?
Yes, Your Honor. And just, I guess we should try to make a record of
Sure.
So it sounds as if the FOIA request, that production, based on their policies, claws back personal information. I don't know if they've been able to acquire that information through the process of this investigation. You know, the state has all of the messages, which has been produced at the event, so they have that as well. So we understand why there can't be a joint stipulation to those messages, but certainly, you know, this issue will be inquired into cross based off of this testimony. If I had no issue, you know, I'll be inquiring based on the policy that he was aware of. So that'll be happening. Whether they want to admit Teams messages that are just limited only to business information, that's up to them. But we don't have a way to efficiently produce that to them.
So we don't have a stipulation.
We don't have a stipulation, but in discussing this with the state and with Mr. Telles, we are just going to leave his testimony as it stands, and we will not be seeking to admit. There have been arguments that he'd open the door, but that's set aside. He is not going to be seeking to admit the information that was provided to him at that time. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the state's ready.
There's also that the thing that you said would be produced and admitted later if we got that, the K3.
No, that's the thing.
Oh, that is what it is? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
It's marked as K3 for the record, but Okay. Obviously we just won't admit it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring them in. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Telles, you can take the stand. Sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah, you can.
Thank you, everyone. Please be seated.
Does the state stipulate to the presence of the panel?
Yes.
And Mr. Hartford?
Yes.
Okay, you may begin your cross-examination.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Sir.
And it's Mr. Telles, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to start first with see if we can agree on a couple of things, okay? I was listening to your testimony. I'm going to publish States 311. I was listening to your testimony, and if I heard you correctly, many times during your direct you stated that this is the killer of Mr. Gammon, correct?
I didn't necessarily, but I'm sure it is.
I mean, if I heard you correctly, you kept saying, you know, looking at the killer, this guy. I know you're not saying that's me, but you don't doubt that whoever that is killed Mr. Gammon. That would be fair, right?
Yes.
Okay. you had mentioned one of the things that struck you was you watched the autopsy, or you saw the autopsy photos, and you were struck by the violence of it, correct?
No, sir.
No, you did not? Were you bothered by the photographs?
I was.
And why is that?
It's gruesome. I'm not used to seeing dead people.
Okay. I think you said it was ugly. Is that correct?
I may have.
All right. And you had told this jury that you felt like it looked like someone who knew what they were doing. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You believe this was a professional hit?
And that's what I believe.
Okay. And you believe this killer is kind of almost like someone hired to do this job, like an assassin, essentially, right?
That is what I believe, yes, sir.
All right. Now, I want to take a look at this picture for a second. The assassin seems to be wearing a giant sun hat. It's a pretty big hat, right?
Yes, sir.
It's fairly noticeable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You think that might attract attention?
I would think so.
Okay, but this is a professional.
Right.
All right. And this professional is also wearing a bright orange shirt, correct?
Yes, sir.
Professional?
Yes, sir.
But wouldn't that attract attention?
I think that's part of the reason, actually. If I could elaborate.
No. You believe that professional assassins want to draw attention to themselves when they're carrying out murder. That's your testimony?
When they're framing someone, yes, sir.
So the answer to my question is yes. You believe professional assassins like to draw attention to themselves.
It depends on what the nature of their goal is, and if it's to frame someone, yes, sir.
So the answer to my question is yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Your professional assassin is wearing a big saddlebag, right?
It's a big bag.
Right. He's wearing Nikes, correct?
Correct.
Not generic shoes, Nikes, isn't that right?
Right.
Okay. Gray Nikes, is that right?
Correct.
All right. Let's cue over to the overhead, if we could, or to the computer, if we could. All right. I'm playing the PIO video from Exhibit 338. So this is your assassin walking in the middle of the day, correct?
My assassin?
All right, Paul. This is the assassin, the killer, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Seems to have a little bit of a hitch in his getup.
Yes. I don't know. I guess it's an opinion.
And you don't disagree that's from, you've seen all the footage, that's the killer's car, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a maroon Denali, am I right?
Yes, sir.
You own a maroon Denali, isn't that correct?
I do, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me at least get to, let's look at it for a second. So there's no doubt that the killer took a maroon Yukon Denali to Garamond's house to perform, as you have explained to us, to be some sort of professional hit.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. So I'd like to publish the PowerPoint, if we could. It's still from Exhibit 338, Your Honor. It is the PowerPoint video. And I want to turn our attention to slide number 72. This is after Mr. Garamond has been killed, but if we watch this footage, isn't it true that we see the killer come back to the scene?
Yes.
And the killer seems to be looking around as if he forgot something, right?
I've watched the video. I don't know what he's doing.
We don't know.
Right, right.
But we know a professional killer killed someone in broad daylight, made it a point to park on a completely different street, but then for some reason decided, oops, I forgot something, and drove all the way back.
My belief is that he wanted to make sure to commit the crime, and then when he was done, he wanted to make sure the SUV was seen in front of the house.
Oh, So let me get this straight. We've watched the footage, right, Mr. Tellis?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true that the Yukon parks on Wintergreen initially?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the streets, but I mean, if you say so, yes.
We'll put it to you this way. He didn't park on Braun Circle, did he?
Not initially, no.
And by your logic, if the killer wanted to be seen, shouldn't he have just parked on Braun Circle originally?
Well, I would have thought that, you know, if he wanted to make sure he got the job done first, that he would not have actually parked the SUV in front to begin with.
That's
my belief because,
Okay. Again,
that isn't me.
So you have a killer who goes all the way out of his way to park on a completely different street, walks the whole length, does the killing, drives out of the complex, and then makes a U-turn, comes all the way back into the complex, pulls up, gets out, looks around for something, and you believe that's all part of the assassin's plan?
And again, I don't know what he's doing in that video.
No, I'm just using your words, your thought process.
Do
you believe that was all part of the plan?
I do. It wasn't me, so.
Sir, doesn't that look a little amateurish?
I would like to think that I wouldn't use my own car if I was actually the person who did this.
Well, doesn't it look a little amateurish to take the steps to park on the side of the street, then you forget what you dropped, probably your murder weapon, who knows, wear this goofy sun hat, a bright orange shirt. I mean, you really think that looks like a professional killer?
I do. It wasn't me, so
okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. And when you looked at the car, you thought, gosh, that looks just like my vehicle, right?
Except for the rims, yes, sir.
Sure, we'll get to the rims in a second. In fact, let's talk about that right now.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to slide 41. Slide 40. All right. So, you see that picture right here of the rims?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, do you see, if we're talking like clock positions, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, do you know what I'm talking about? If I'm referring to that?
12 o'clock is north?
Yes. So, right. 12 o'clock is totally
up
to the top, and then you've got 6 o'clock is to the bottom. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So look at this bottom right-hand picture. Isn't it true that when you look at the front wheel, the spokes on this wheel are not all the same size, correct?
Right.
They alternate in thickness, correct?
Correct.
At the 12 o'clock position, it's a narrow spoke, right?
Yes, sir.
And then the next two on either side of it widen out. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And in the 6 o'clock position, that's a fat, wide spoke. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's surrounded by two narrow spokes. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it totals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 different spokes. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And just to be clear, whenever you look at one spoke, let's say at the 12 o'clock position, when you look at the opposite position, it's the thicker one, right?
Yes, sir.
And so if you look at a smaller one, if you look the opposite direction, it's going to be thicker, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that, when we look at the picture of this widened spoke on the killer's car, you see that on this wheel on the front, and you see it on the back wheel. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Publishing 322. We could queue over. That's your car, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
There's no doubt about it, is it?
No, I don't believe so.
That is the car that you don't normally drive, isn't that right? Because you drive a BMW.
Right, I drive it occasionally to make sure that the battery doesn't die.
Right. Let's look at your wheels, because your testimony was, my rims are different. Let's look at the front tire. You see the front tire?
Yes, sir.
The one closest to the 12 o'clock position is thick, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
The one directly opposite that, closest to the 6 o'clock position, is narrow, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Just like the car in the video, isn't that correct?
It has the same type of rims, yes.
It does. But that's not what you just told that jury on direct examination. You said you looked at a tweet from General Bob Custer and you felt, oh gosh, my rims are different. Remember you told them that?
Yes, because...
You relied on some person in the Twitterverse named General Bob Custer to give you peace of mind about whether or not your car matches the killer's car.
Yes.
So, now looking at your rims, because let's look at them. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spokes on that wheel, correct?
Yes, sir.
Just like the killer's car.
Similar to the killer's car, yes,
not
sir.
Not similar, exactly like it, correct?
But they're not the same rims.
No. Sir, then let's take it this way. The 12 o'clock position is a fat, wide spoke, correct?
Yes, sir.
The 6 o'clock position is arrow, correct?
Yes.
When we looked at the photograph of the killer's car, it had that same pattern, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And when we look at the other rims, let's say we're looking at a rim here in about the 1 o'clock position, it's narrow, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when we look at the opposite, it thickens, correct?
Yes, sir.
Just like the killer's car in the video, right?
Again, similar to the killer's car.
Right. And it's the same way on all of your wheels, isn't that right?
Right.
Okay. Now, if we could cue back over to the PowerPoint presentation. Let's look at these windows. Bottom right-hand corner, sir. The front windows are not tinted, are they?
No, sir.
But the back ones are, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's cue over to your car. Your front windows are not tinted, correct?
That is correct, sir.
And your back ones are, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Coincidence?
I don't think so. I think the killer got a car like mine.
Okay. So you would agree your car looks exactly like the killer's car?
No, sir.
No, it doesn't?
There's a difference with that paint on the lower left-hand side that Mr. Maga testified about.
Okay. Let's talk about other similarities. We've seen footage from the video with the visor down, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I could pull up the slide, but we don't need to because you remember seeing it on the survey, on the videos, right, from the
right.
PowerPoint?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, publishing 317. And look at that. Your visor's down, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're suggesting that your professional hitman in the funny hat knew about your visor as well?
I'm saying that Mr. Mogg pulled my visor down.
Ah, but you didn't see that, did you, sir?
I didn't see him do it, but...
Right. You didn't see it with your own two eyes, correct?
That is correct.
You're just telling it out of whole cloth, correct? You're speculating. Isn't that right?
I'm speculating just to the extent of who exactly did it, but
right.
Sure.
Right. It, you don't even know who it was, correct?
It could have been another officer, yes.
Okay. So now it's not just Officer Mogg that's part of this conspiracy. There's other officers, too. How many officers were part of this conspiracy?
I don't know.
Well, please tell me. How many do you think are involved?
I couldn't tell you, sir.
So you have no idea, but you think it might be Mogg and another officer, but you just can't come up with a number, correct?
Well, Mr. Mogg actually made some false representations about you know, what happened, so yes.
Okay.
I mean, so
sir,
I don't know
it,
what his motivation would be otherwise.
Sir, isn't it possible that in your rush to drive back home, you just didn't even realize that the down visor might even be something of significance? Isn't that possible?
No, sir.
No. So you believe that it must have been the police, but you never witnessed anything like that happen,
I just
correct?
Know that I did not commit the murder, so that could not have been
okay.
My car
I understand
my
you're not taking responsibility, sir, but just to get back to my question, you never saw anyone manipulate your car, correct?
I never saw anyone firsthand, no.
Thank you, but the visor is down, just like the killer.
And
correct?
Anyone could have removed it at any point in time, sir.
The answer to my question is yes. The visor is down, just like the killer's Yukon, correct?
Anyone could have moved it at any point.
So the answer to my question is yes. Visor is down, just like the killer's car.
You're talking about, obviously, at this point in time.
Your visor is down in your Yukon, just like the killer's Yukon, correct?
And again, without knowing who did it, yes.
Thank you. You were here yesterday and you talked for approximately 2 hours. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And then you came here this morning and you talked for another hour or so,
correct?
Yes, sir.
There's one thing I didn't hear you mention. The DNA. I'd like to talk about that with you. You're not disputing that your DNA is underneath Mr. Gehrman's fingernails, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But you've heard the testimony. It's there, correct?
I don't know if it was there or at what point it might have gotten there, sir.
Okay. I'm not asking you how it got there. Are you really denying that your DNA is underneath the fingernails?
Without knowing the truth, yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you've heard witnesses testify.
Right.
So you... Oh, the DNA lab's in on it, too?
I don't know. I don't know at what point... I don't know at what point the sample was collected.
Sir, please tell this jury, how in the world does your DNA get underneath Mr. Gehrman's fingernails?
I don't know because I did not kill Mr. Gehrman.
So you have no idea how it could have gotten underneath your fingernails, correct?
Under my fingernails?
I'm sorry, under his fingernails, correct?
I don't know that it ever was, sir.
All right. Let's do it another way. You and Mr. Gehrman are not friends, are you?
No.
Okay, you don't hang out with him ever?
Sir, I did not ever hang out with Mr. Gehrman when he was alive.
My question is yes. You didn't hang out with him ever, correct?
I did not.
He's never invited you over to his house?
No, sir.
You've never hung out, had drinks at a bar, correct?
Yes, sir.
There would be really no opportunity for him ever to put his hands on you in any sort of social situation, correct?
Correct, sir.
And yet, these two people who are not friends, your DNA just happens to be underneath his fingernails, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. You just don't think it was legitimately placed there, correct?
That it,
or are you just ignoring the testimony of all of the witnesses that talked about how your DNA was underneath the fingernails?
Again, at some point or another, I believe it was planted because I did not kill Mr. Gehrman.
Right. So, and by that logic, if you believe it was planted, you are at least admitting, yes, my DNA is underneath his fingernails, correct? Can you at least agree with me on that?
Whether it came from a sample of the fingernails or a different sample altogether, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, sir.
The answer to my question is yes. You're at least acknowledging my physical DNA is underneath the fingernails.
No, sir.
Okay, great. So you're just going to disregard what all the other DNA witnesses said about this, correct?
And, you know,
okay, that's fair. That's fine. Totally fine. Let's, I still want to touch on this. You would agree that if I came up to you and I scratched your face or scratched your chest, there's a possibility I could get skin cells underneath my fingernails, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You would agree that if someone was trying to fight for their life and were scratching at the killer, they could potentially get DNA from the killer underneath their fingernails. That's a possibility, right?
Is that speculation or is that...
No, I'm just asking you if it's a possibility.
I would imagine so.
Okay. Let's talk about your house for a second. When they went over to your house, they took a look underneath your couch. Publishing 224. That's your couch, right?
That is my couch.
And underneath your couch is a shoe and a chopped up shoe, right?
Right.
Okay. That's the gray Nike, correct?
Pure so, yes, sir.
Publishing 228. That's what it looks like, correct?
Yes, sir.
It's gray in color, correct?
Yes.
It is a Nike brand, correct?
Yes, sir.
It has a black swoosh, correct?
Yes, sir.
It has four horizontal, or at least vertical bars in the middle of that shoe, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You would agree with me. That's the shoe that the killer was wearing, correct?
I don't know that that's the case.
You don't know? Well, it sure looks a heck of a lot like it, right?
Yes, it could be the same model, but it could be a different size.
Sure. Let's just look at it.
Hmm. I don't disagree that it's the same model.
It's the exact same type of shoe, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're not in dispute about that. We can agree on that, right?
Right, yes, sir.
And your DNA is in those shoes that are found in your house, correct?
I don't know that to be the case.
Okay, but that's the whole thing of like it's a setup and I think the DNA people are framing me. Something along those lines, right?
Whether it's them or someone else?
You've sure. heard the results. The results say that your DNA is in that shoe. I mean, we did hear that, correct?
That is what we heard.
Okay.
and you just think it's just another part of the conspiracy to somehow get your DNA into those shoes.
So I believe that there are officers who, when they think that a fellow officer needs help plugging holes in the case, that they're willing to do what they have to.
Okay. All right. You'd characterize this case as a case that has holes?
I think that Detective Jappy decided he wanted me for this, and everybody decided to assist him because they thought...
So Jappy's a part of it now, too.
Oh, he's always been.
We've got the DNA lab, we've got Jappy, we've got Mog, and we haven't even touched Compass yet. We'll get there, because they're part of it, too, correct?
So they paid Detective Jappy, yes.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to get to all that in a second.
Of course, absolutely, sir.
So, here's the thing. Are the shoes underneath the sofa of your house, are those actually your shoes?
That I don't know for sure. I do have similar ones, but again, I have not, you know.
Oh, similar? Publishing 360.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shoe, isn't it?
It is potentially the same shoe as the one, yes.
Oh, sir,
mm-hmm.
You're not doubting that this is a photograph of shoes that belong to you, correct?
Right, right. Okay. This is me.
So this wasn't planted evidence, right?
The picture of the shoe, no.
Okay, great. And you were claiming ownership over that shoe, right?
Right, right.
So it's gray in color, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the black Nike swoosh, correct?
Right.
It's got the four black horizontal bars in it, right?
Right.
And you would agree with me, when you wore those shoes, you probably left your DNA behind there, in those shoes, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying now that it's just a pure coincidence that the exact same type of shoe sitting underneath your couch in your house with your DNA on it, that's not the shoe?
Remember that I was under surveillance by Detective Jappy, and this was on a day that I was under surveillance.
Let's get back to my question, sir.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that the shoe that you see in that photograph, that you claim ownership on, that you say you put your DNA in, that looks identical to the shoe that's underneath your sofa, underneath the recliner, you're saying those two are not the same shoes?
I don't know that they are.
Okay. It's just another crazy coincidence, right?
When somebody chops up a shoe and puts it under the couch, that's a little strange.
Right. And here's the interesting thing. Look at the date on this. This is August 19th,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir. Surveillance started at 8:16.
Right. No. But this image is in your phone, right?
This particular image, I'm sure. I've likely texted it to my wife to say, hey, I'm rock climbing indoors.
So here's the thing. So you're saying, okay. So you believe because you were under surveillance, what, that they knew the type of shoes you were wearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've seen the photos from the surveillances, right?
I have seen some of the photos from some of them. Not everything was produced to me.
You're not wearing the Nikes.
Not everything was produced to me, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Of what was produced to you, which was everything...
It was not.
You're not wearing the Nikes on the days that you're surveilled. Isn't that right?
This 819 was during...
I need to focus on my question. Isn't it true on the days that you are surveilled, you're not wearing the Nikes, correct?
That is not true.
Okay. So we'll pull them and we'll take a walk down that lane, because every single day, isn't it true you are not wearing the Nikes?
That is not true, sir.
Okay, you're wearing your little moccasins, the gray ones, the topsiders. Remember those? You own those, right? What
are topsiders? I don't know.
I'm dating myself, I guess. But they're like a boat shoe. They're kind of like a, it's like almost like a grayish felt, but they're not Nikes. You were wearing those when you were surveilled, correct?
If you want to put the photos, I can confirm whatever.
The answer to my question is no, you don't know the answer as to what shoes you're wearing on the days you were surveilled.
I have like a tan shoe that I probably wore during some surveillance.
Don't worry. We'll get the photos and we'll go through it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's the thing. If Compass Realty framed you, how in the world would they know about these shoes?
Again, I said that I was under surveillance by Metro on this date, 8/19, and obviously they took photos,
uh-huh.
And they provided those to Detective Jappy.
Okay.
So
what? And then Jappy did what with them?
Passed them to whomever he needed to. I didn't commit the murder,
okay.
So...
Okay. So, sir... There's no way Compass Realty could know you had shoes like that.
There, Not without being informed.
Okay. And this phone and this data about your phone isn't produced until after you're arrested, correct?
I don't know when it was produced.
Okay. You had your phone with you on the day that you're arrested, right?
Yes, sir.
Like, you didn't give it to Jappy in early September, did you?
No, sir.
No, you had it with you the whole time until you get arrested, right?
That I know, yes, sir.
And that was on September 7th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the only way anyone could learn about information inside your phone would have to be after the murder was committed, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. You think there's a way that someone could have found the contents of your phone prior to the murder?
We heard earlier about the fact that someone can actually hack phones, yes. Oh. And whether it was that they found it that way or by surveillance?
We heard about the hack. It was just a question asked by your attorney. No witness ever testified that your phone was hacked, correct?
But you asked if it was there was only one means, and okay. No, there's more than one means, sir.
Okay. Sir, let's just be clear about one thing. You have had possession of your phone through the entire month of August of 2022, correct?
It wasn't in my sight 24/7.
Sure, but you weren't loaning it to anyone, correct?
No, sir.
You didn't give it to Compass Realty, correct?
That would be weird.
Yeah, it would be. You didn't give it to Derek Jappy, correct?
No, sir.
You didn't give it to Cliff Mogg, correct?
No, sir.
Because you didn't even know who Cliff Mogg was at that point, correct?
No, sir.
You didn't give your phone to anybody from Metro, correct?
That's correct, sir.
All right, so now let's get to some of the other interesting things that are in your phone. Oh, by the way, and you also have DNA on the scissors, right? Or are we denying that? Or is that one you're at least acknowledging because of the cooking thing?
No, there. My blood was on those scissors.
Okay, so Metro got that one right.
Yes.
That wasn't a frame job.
You know, well, I do think that they used some of the DNA from that, but...
But before we move on, I gotta ask you this too. So if Metro's really... So you think Metro's framing you for this?
As I said before, I think that we've got some officers who are overzealous and who've decided to help Jappy plug holes in his case,
sure.
Not knowing what his relationship was with Compass Realty.
Here's an objection,
sir. If you'd be allowed to answer the question before.
Yeah. Okay.
Next question, please.
Sir, I got a question for you. If the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department wanted to frame you, why didn't they put the murder weapon in your house?
I think that maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's a good question.
Great question, because if the murder weapon that had Garamond's DNA in was inside your house, wouldn't that be an even better case?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think
But it's not there, is it?
No.
No, it's not. Even though, according to you, they control everything, they don't put the murder weapon on you?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
I think it does.
Okay. How about this? If Compass Realty wants to kill you, why don't they encourage Metro, like, we'd really like you to put the murder weapon in there? Why didn't they do something like that?
I don't know.
That seems really odd that the most significant thing is not in your house, correct?
I think what's odd is that 5 days after the murder, that supposedly there was a shoe and also a hat in my house.
So the answer to my question, the most significant piece of evidence, the murder weapon, is not in your house despite your theory you've been framed.
That's correct, sir.
Let's talk about this. We've seen the picture of the killer. What's the most notable thing, by far the most notable thing, on the killer's person?
It's either the hat or the shirt.
It's the shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that shirt is not in your house, is it?
No.
If Metro or Compass or Rita or Cliff all wanted to frame you, why didn't they put the bright orange coat in your house?
I couldn't speak to that. All I can
Doesn't
tell you is...
Doesn't that sound not very professional if they're trying to set you up?
I don't know. Maybe for plausibility's sake, they put half the
stuff
in
there.
Oh,
they want to dial it back.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's another thing. Why don't they cover your car in Garamond's DNA? Why did they do that?
Because they didn't have access to the car until the day that Mr. Mogg took photos.
But they have, I mean, they control everything. They take it to their CSI garage, rub it full of DNA. Why didn't they, why is there no DNA of Garamond in your car? I mean, if they want to frame you, why isn't it there? Do you have an answer for that?
Sir, I don't know.
Okay, but one of the things that we do know is that prior to your arrest, you do in fact wash that car, correct?
The exterior only.
You still wash it, correct?
Oh, yes.
And your testimony to this jury was,
After Rita told me about the tweets about the car that I found so strikingly similar, I went out and washed my car. You told them that on direct, isn't that correct?
No, sir.
You mean Roberta?
I meant Roberta. After Roberta told you, gosh, that looks just like your car, you read General Custer's tweet, you went out and that prompted you to start washing the Yukon.
No.
That's not your testimony.
No, I said that I washed all three vehicles.
Great, including your Yukon.
Yes.
Right.
Because you'd agree, if you only wash one of them, that might look a little suspicious, right?
I don't know that I was planning things to be suspicious or not suspicious, sir.
Okay, but let's just be clear. You would agree with me, washing things can make evidence go away. Isn't that right?
I would think DNA evidence would be inside of a vehicle, not on the outside, sir.
Okay. Sir, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
But that's not the
point. I guess I would be surprised then.
My question is this. Washing things can make evidence go away, correct?
Could it possibly? Yes.
Thank you. Let's continue down the path of what's in your phone. Let's see if this pulls up. We're going to be publishing Exhibit 354. Sure. Let's close out of this. Let's look at this wallet. Let's do it. We'll do it this way. If we could just cue over for a second to the overhead. This is this extraction report that has a lot of images regarding Google Maps in your phone. Do you remember hearing testimony about this?
That's what I heard.
Okay. And the date on this is August 12th of 2022. Isn't that correct? That's when these files appear. Isn't that right?
That's when it purports to have appeared.
Okay. Sir, you would agree with me. You don't actually have to go to Bronze Circle to get Google Maps to generate these images, correct? All you have to do is go to the website. Isn't that right?
For any location, sure. Yes.
Sure. And this is what, about 2 to 3 weeks before Mr. Garamond is killed?
If we can trust the date, yes.
All right. So, sir, let's... I'm opening the folder that says Bronze Circle. If we could queue over, please. That's Jeff Garamond's house, correct?
I have come to learn that it is his house.
That's a great point. You've come to learn that. Because prior to this all happening, you had never been over to the house, correct?
Correct.
You'd have no reason to be over at that house, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
You don't even know where he lives, because I'm sure Mr. Garamond didn't give you his personal address.
That is absolutely correct.
And yet the weird thing is, when we go through these images, when we start getting to the Google Maps data, that's his house, right?
It looks like that is the house.
Yeah. Same thing, that's his house, right?
It appears to be.
If we look over here in the back, that's literally the very spot where Mr. Garamond breathes his last breath. Isn't that right?
Objection, all speculation.
Sustained.
That's the very last spot that we see Mr. Garamond from that body cam, right? He's lying right over there.
It looks like a similar area.
Similar. It's the area, isn't it?
If you say so, sure.
So you don't believe that's the spot?
I mean, it looks like the house, so I would think.
How about there? Isn't that where Mr. Garamond was found by the police?
And I would think likely so.
And the very spot that his body is lying is inside your phone.
That is very strange. I mean, how does someone plan to have a victim in this, in a particular area at their home?
So you would agree with me that if you were planning to kill someone at their house, it might be a good idea to get a lay of the land, right?
I've never plotted to kill anyone.
Oh, I didn't say you. I'm just talking hypothetically. You would agree with me that if you were planning to kill someone, it might be a good idea to get a lay of the land, correct?
I object to the hypothetical question. He's not an expert, so...
Overall, take an answer.
Let me ask you that question one more time. You'd agree with me. If you're planning on killing someone, it's a good idea to get the lay of the land, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances are. I don't know what you're talking about as far as where you want to, you know, do this deed or whatever.
Mr. Tellis, if you wanted... Let's do it. You don't want to answer the question. We'll do it another way.
Again, I'd object to the characterization.
Mr. Tellis, if you're planning on doing something, you want to prepare for it, correct?
It depends on what you're planning to do.
Okay.
So.
How about your work as a public administrator? Did you prepare every day to go to work to be competent at what you're doing?
Yes.
Did you do that because it's important to do the job correctly?
Yes, sir.
And if the stakes are really big, you want to make sure you're super prepared?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's over 100 images of Bronze Circle Neighborhood in your house, correct? In your phone, isn't that right?
I don't know that they are, sir.
Okay, well then let's start clicking.
Plus two, again, I wouldn't use my card.
It's not my question. My question is, this is contained in your phone. Right, sir?
I don't believe so.
Okay, you don't believe so?
If it is in there, I didn't put it there, sir.
Okay, so the answer is it's there, but you didn't put it there, correct?
Again, I do not know that it's there, and I certainly did not put it there.
Okay, so we're just... Okay, sir. You did...
You're asking me to testify something that I can't tell you is true.
Right, but you did hear the testimony of someone coming and said, I looked in his phone, and that stuff is there, correct?
That's what they said.
It's the same phone that your expert looked at, correct? To extract Cellebrite data from, right? It's the exact same phone, correct?
Sure.
Did you ever hear Mr. Aguaro ever say that your phone was compromised in any way? Did you ever hear that from him?
We never asked him that question.
Okay, but he didn't say it, did he?
The question was never asked.
Right. He looked at your data, he prepared a report, and alerted no one to any problems with your phone, correct?
I don't know.
I'd object to. He was not called upon to review the phone. He reviewed the Cellebrite extraction from the phone. So I object to this line of question.
We can move on. You heard from Matt Hovannis from the DFL department. He testified that there weren't any issues with this phone. Correct? When he looked at data that came from it. Correct?
He said that, you know, I guess they try not to modify contents of things, but he didn't say that it was impossible.
Okay. Here, well, we can do this too. You got up on direct examination and you went through message by message by message and you didn't complain about any of the messages that were on September 2nd, correct?
I dispute.
Yeah, I object as to complain.
Rephrase the question.
Sure. You offered testimony to this jury about the timeline, correct?
Yes.
You went text by text and phone call by phone call and you explained things, right?
Right.
At no point did you say, oh, there's a problem here. Correct?
Correct.
You had no problem with that information, did you?
Right.
Okay. Sir, do you find it a little bit strange that when you find information that's helpful for you in your phone, you don't think there's a problem with it, but when there's damaging evidence in your phone, you believe maybe it's been hacked or compromised?
I do think that if someone was trying to frame me, that obviously they would leave the content that I made on the phone as well as whatever they decided to put on there. Yes.
And as we see here, like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different houses are being photographed, correct?
If that is truly what was on my phone, then supposedly sure.
Okay. Here's a good example. In this image, there's a security camera being focused on in the image, correct?
That's what it appears to be, which brings up a question that I would have.
There's no pending question pending, and you're going to get a chance on redirect. You'll be able to say whatever you need to say. But let's be clear. There's an image that isolates on a security camera for the next door neighbor with Mr. Gehrman, and it's right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's one right there.
And here was something I remember you told me about. When you started out, what was your first job again?
IT.
IT. Hmm? You've got a technical background, correct?
Right.
I believe even on direct examination, you described yourself as a techie, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So you know your way around a computer, right?
Right.
Fair to say you know your way around different software, correct?
Right.
Fair to say you know your way around a cell phone, right?
Right.
You certainly know how to use Google Maps, right?
I think a lot of people do.
Right. Anyone could use that, correct?
Right.
And you would consider yourself a fairly thorough person in your work as a public administrator, right?
More thorough than to do something like this, sure.
You consider yourself detail-oriented?
I do.
Okay. Can we queue over for 1 second to the overhead? There's over 132 images in your phone focusing on that. Would you say that's a lot of detail?
If that was on my phone, I guess I would say yes.
Okay. And then let's talk about the Popeyes thing, Publishing 364. Do you remember these images?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember them being presented as being allegedly on my phone.
Right. The testimony was it was on your phone. You just don't believe you had anything to do with it, correct?
Again, I don't know that they were ever on my phone. I know that I did not take those photos.
Okay, so you're just denying what you heard.
I am saying that whatever the testimony is, that it could have been placed on my phone, or who knows?
The testimony was it was found on your phone, correct?
It was allegedly found on an image of my phone.
Okay. So, if we could cue over to the overhead or the computer. We talked about being detailed oriented. You would agree this is numerous images from the same spot, correct?
It appears so.
And if we kind of look, and I just can't see because of the monitor. I mean, we're looking at, that's a sedan, correct?
Yes.
Sedan, correct. Well, it's like a minivan, but it's gray
in color,
right?
It's like a crossover.
And that's gray in color, right?
Sure.
And that's a truck that's kind of a whitish gray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another gray car, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Another gray sedan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This one's a Honda, right?
Sure.
Or maybe that's not a Honda. I don't want to misspeak. That might be a Kia.
It looks like a Honda.
Okay, it's a Honda.
I think, or unless it's a Hyundai.
Or a Hyundai. I'm not sure. It kind of looks like an H. We've got an SUV here, but there's a lot of images here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And according to this report, if we could queue over. Got 101, correct?
That's what it alleges.
That's a lot of photos, correct?
It would be.
It looks like surveillance, doesn't it?
It looks like a stupid way to do surveillance.
Right, looks kind of amateurish, doesn't it?
Right.
Not professional.
Right. I wouldn't see how that makes sense.
And then, sir, another thing located in your phone were these. Can we cue over to the overhead? Sir, what are we looking at here?
Looks like it's a identification of a vehicle that is owned by Mr. Gehrman.
It's a Honda, right?
Yes, sir.
And we know from the photographs
earlier, Mr. His Honda is gray, correct?
I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention to the color with the earlier testimony. Sorry.
You have no reason to dispute me if I told you that the color of the car was gray, correct?
I don't, sir.
Okay. And we saw in those images, lots of gray cars were getting snapped, correct?
Yeah, I saw a black one and a white one, and but yes.
And you know what that program that's pulling up that information is, don't you, Mr. Tellis?
That I do, yes.
That's IDI Corp, correct?
Right.
That is proprietary software that is, in fact, used by the public administration's office, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
It gives the person at the public administration's office the ability to look up personally identifying information about people, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we can see here that Jeffrey Guerin is being looked up on IDI Corp, correct?
What I remember correctly looking at this was it was looked up by address.
Well, that's just one report, sir. Let's look at this result. We can see
what's
he's connected.
What's the search term?
There's no question pending, sir.
Okay.
Take a look at registrants. What's the registrant?
Again, it's Jeffrey M. Guerin.
Right. And if we look down, what's the first address associated with this?
P.O. Box.
Okay. And then we go to the next entry. What's the address associated with Mr. Guerin?
7216, it's the second one related to Mr. Guerin. There's a first one related to Mr. Guerin, and that's the P.O. Box, which is current. The second one is 7216 Bronze Circle, right. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89, I can't read right.
This. Mr. Tellis, that's where Mr. Guerin lived, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's where he was murdered, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this image of his personal information and his home address is located inside your phone.
Again, I don't know that it is.
Okay, so we're just, again, we don't have to do the dance, but you're just not accepting the testimony that it was located on your phone.
That is correct.
Okay, all right. But you'd agree with me that from just that bottom there, that looks like a desktop monitor, a Dell desktop monitor, correct?
Correct.
And again, this has more information about Mr. Guerin's cars, correct?
Yes, sir.
This is IDI Corp, correct?
Right.
Software that is in your office, correct?
The office that Mr. Jappe visited, yes.
Okay. This is more IDI Corp images, correct?
Appears so, yes, sir.
Let me just come out and ask you. This is your desk, isn't it?
It probably is.
Let me ask you this. During your official duties as the public administrator, I mean, you didn't have like a case with Mr. Guerin at all, right?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay.
And what was the search term to find that?
Well, one of the search terms was 7216 Bronze Circle, correct?
Can you show that to me?
Sure. So 7216 Braun. We can cue over to the overhead. Can everybody see that? Watch much better over here. This is terrible. So you can see that, right?
Yes, sir, I can.
And the date, the created time is 8/23/2022 at 6:05 p.m., correct?
Yes, that's what it reports to be.
Okay. And that was a weekday, wasn't it?
I'm sure it was, because, you know.
And there's one more thing. This wasn't converted into UTC time. So if we subtract 7 hours, that's at 11:05 a.m. in the morning on 8/23, correct?
And again, I don't know if this document's been modified via a PDF viewer or not, but it purports to be of that day.
You recall the testimony of Matt Havanich, which said this was not converted, and when you convert it, this search was conducted at 11 o'clock in the morning, correct? You recall him saying, I'm not asking if you agree with it, but you recall it being said.
I know that I didn't do the search, so I couldn't tell you definitively.
So I'd like you to focus on my question. Do you recall
Mr. Hovanec saying that here in court?
That's what he said.
Okay. And just to be clear, publishing 351, there it is. That's a weekday. That's a Tuesday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you typically have random people coming into your office using your desktop software?
Again, that could have been modified in a number of ways.
So, sir. That's not my question. My question is, as the public administrator, did you allow people to go into your office in the middle of the day and manipulate and use your computer?
I didn't allow, but that's not to say that it didn't happen, sir.
So the answer is, you had an edict that said you're not allowed to do this, correct?
But if I wasn't around or whatever, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, you would hope as the head of the department they would have at least not used your computer, right?
I would have hoped, but you'd be surprised what happened in that office.
Okay. Right, because of the conspiracy? Right. Okay. Isn't it true? I think we've heard from both your expert and Detective Jappe that there was no outgoing messages from your phone between 8:48 a.m. and 2:05 p.m., correct?
Right.
Okay. You mentioned, or at least we've kind of heard this comment about, well, maybe I was hacked. Just to be clear, you never reported to anyone that your phone was hacked prior to September 2nd, correct?
I wouldn't have known about it because there didn't seem to be anything wrong with the phone at the time.
So the answer is you've never reported any situation that you're
I didn't have hacked, knowledge correct? Of whether it had been or not.
You've never reported that your phone was stolen, correct, prior to 9/2?
That definitely did not happen.
Okay. You never reported that your house was broken into prior to 9/2, correct?
I did not. Nope.
And there aren't any text messages on your phone complaining about being hacked, right?
Again, if I was hacked, I might not have known it.
Well, you know, and sometimes when we notice we've been hacked, some people will send out emails to people like, oh, you know, ignore this email, I've been hacked, things like that, right?
Yeah, there are various types of hacks, sir.
Right. Right. But there's nothing like that on your phone either, correct?
No, and again, that doesn't necessarily mean it wasn't hacked. Or that somebody didn't create a false image later, or add files to that image later.
Okay. So, sir, I want to now talk to you about this conspiracy a little bit. Is Rita Reed in the conspiracy?
Well, she certainly took money from Compass Realty and Adam Fenn.
So the answer is, she conspired to murder Jeff Gehrman?
I don't know to what extent she had knowledge of anything other than to make sure that I got taken down.
Taken down, so she conspired to have you framed for the murder of Jeff Gehrman.
I don't know that she was privy to that particular part of...
So she's not part of the conspiracy?
I can't say either way, sir.
Okay, so you're not tying her to this?
I don't have any evidence to tie her to this.
Can we rule her out?
Objection, you're going to be allowed to answer his questions.
Sir, go ahead, please finish.
What was the...
Okay,
question
I'll
at
ask
this
the
point.
Question again. Can we rule Rita Reed out of your conspiracy to murder Jeff Gehrman?
I think it's weird that you're, I mean, maybe it's not weird. Obviously, you've got to try to minimize the concern that I have with this and try to make me seem like I'm crazy for it. But the evidence to back up what has been occurring. So that is what it is, sir.
Okay, so let's focus on my question. Can we rule out?
I don't know that we can either way, sir.
Okay, so it's possible she's part of it.
I would be surprised, but I couldn't rule it out.
Okay, so it's possible.
Anything is possible.
Okay. Alicia Goodwin, is she part of this conspiracy?
Again, part of the conspiracy? Sure. Part of a conspiracy,
Let me specify. Is she part of a conspiracy to murder Jeff Gehrman?
I would think it's unlikely.
Okay, so we can rule her out.
I mean, again, I couldn't rule anything out, but certainly I think it's unlikely.
So it's possible.
Again, anything's possible, sir.
Okay, so we can't rule her out, because it's anything's possible.
That's what I said. I said all unlikely, right. But, you know...
Okay.
If we...
Understood. How about Mr. Cahill? Is he part of the conspiracy to kill Jeff Gehrman?
Yeah. Again, highly unlikely, but I
you're not ruling
further,
it out.
Without further evidence, I cannot rule it out, sir.
Okay, so it's possible.
Again, anything is possible, sir.
Is Thomas Monroe... is part of Compass Realty, I believe. Is he part of this conspiracy to murder Jeff Garin?
Thomas Moore?
Thomas, I apologize. Thomas Moore, is he part of this?
I would think that would be likely, yes.
Okay, likely. Okay.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.